This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. It doesn't take long walking through the Cambridge Food Bank to realize space is tight. On any given day, bins and boxes of food fill sorting spaces, hallways, and even offices. Staff make do, but as demand continues to rise, it's becoming clear that a larger, more functional space is required to adequately provide the needed service to the community. It's why Executive Director Diane McLeod and her team are focusing a capital campaign around finding a new location. "We've struggled to find a building that's big enough," McLeod said. "We've found buildings that are big enough but don't have enough money to finance it. We're going to try and secure that money because we need to do that in order to buy a building." Locations they've considered typically hover around the $10 million price point for the 25,000 square feet they're looking for, which is an increase from the 16,000 square foot building they currently occupy. The food bank has been at its current location on Ainslie Street South since 2001, and while McLeod acknowledges it's been a good home and the city has been generous, the operations have simply outgrown it. She said the team moves food sometimes 7 or 8 times from room to room before it makes its way out the door, making for significant physical labor requirements given the hallways aren't set up to have tow motors or other mechanical devices that would ease the workload. "We need the food on site because of the need in the community," McLeod said. "It's very difficult to manage in this building right now. We're constantly buying food, there's never any downtime." As for the must-haves in a new location, a loading dock, parking for its 5 vehicles, and a community hub space are necessities. A commercial kitchen would also be ideal, but the food bank is ready to add that after purchase. The other issue is location, as being central to the city and on a transit route is important. McLeod is ready to be creative in generating funding. Naming opportunities for its programs and services are being considered, similar to the ones seen at the Fountain Street Soccer Complex and other facilities around the city. It's her hope to raise at least $5 million to help secure a new building. "We won't be able to move without some significant investment from our community," she said. "I'm hoping people will be willing to donate." When speaking about the need, McLeod emphasizes it hasn't slowed down. Her team handed out over 23,000 emergency hampers in 2024, with more than 33% helping children in need. Of the people seeking assistance, 22% were employed, indicating a changing demographic accessing the food bank. "It feels like you're emptying the ocean with a teaspoon," McLeod said. "At some point there's going to be a breaking point. It can't continue to grow at the pace that it is and the food bank be able to keep up." Anyone interested in making a donation can do so in person or by visiting cambridgefoodbank.org.